Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 10 of season 7. If you just joined, this is Maria at Magic with Maria Everywhere, and I'm joined by our non-plaguey witch, Robin.
What does she mean by this?
On everywhere. So
I'm a perfectly healthy amount of plague. Thank you very much.
She is healthy. She is thriving.
It took a full month.
That's crazy.
I was telling the Discord that I was struggling to contextualize how sick I was because I don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Like, I'll get, like, you know, groggy or like a little snuffle, but like actually sick, I don't get sick. Obviously, I do. I'm not superhuman, but it doesn't happen that often for me. And so when it was, I was like, I can't even begin to explain to you guys how bad I feel. But I'm good now. Yay.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. We'd like to remind you all to not forget to join us on July 31st. We have a class with Caitlin Barone on art as an offering, which is going to be pretty exciting. As a reminder, if you'd like to join these classes live, you have to be in our Patreon library tier and up, but you can also buy the class as a standalone, through our Patreon as well. And then you don't have to sign up for reoccurring things. But if you do sign up, you are going to get so many amazing things from us, like the huge backlog of other classes, articles, ad-free episodes, etc. So yeah, we hope to see you there.
Really great. Yeah. Come join us.
And as a reminder, if you would like to be featured on Coffee Talk episodes, you can leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799, or you can send us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or head to our website and submit via that. We would love to see your submissions.
Yes.
That was a crazy way to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. As a reminder, every single class we talk, or class, every single episode, we talk about upcoming astrological transits and how you can utilize those in your personal magical practice. Sir. What we have coming up is on August 5th, we are going to have the last quarter moon. Again, we've talked about moon phases in a general sense, but last quarter moon is good for releases, clearing, endings, etc. We're not going to get into that too much, but it's a really good time just to clear your space and release any kind of magical clutter you have. On August 6th, we have Venus entering Libra. This is a good time to do magic for love, harmony, glamour magic, and just general reciprocity magic. So that can, you know, be in terms of romantic relationships. It can be in terms of platonic relationships and even just communication at like the workplace, etc. Anything where you need this like kind of real, I don't know, fairness and reciprocity when it comes to like our love and communication with others. On August 9th, Mercury is entering Leo. Mercury is, as we all know, all about communication and just connection in general. And so when Mercury is entering Leo, we're looking at magic that deals with communication that needs a little boost of confidence. So perhaps you are going to go have a really hard conversation, or you want to have a really hard conversation that you've been struggling with, or if you're going to go ask your boss for that raise, or if you are going to do some public speaking, anything of that nature where it kind of just needs a little bit of self-expression and confidence that comes with it, and maybe even a little boost in your own personal charisma. Mercury entering Leo would be a really good time for that. On August 11th, we have Mars entering Cancer. This is a good time to do defensive magic. just in general. So we are doing home protections. If you put up wards around your house, this is a good time to renew them. This is a good time to put that stinky little turd in the freezer who needs to be put in the freezer. It's also a good time to do stuff like cord cutting magic. It's all about that defensive magic when it comes to our emotions and our kind of emotional action and inaction. August 11th, Juno retrograde enters Capricorn. I wasn't going to touch on this one, but I was thinking about the fact that this is a good time for contracts. So if you are, I don't know, buying a house, signing a contract with a new company, or you're wanting to have these things, this would be a good time to do that. Just really kind of long-term investments, relationships, and, I don't know, responsible adulthood. And then on August 12th, now I was not going to talk about this because, as I've said before, all of our previous moons, if you want to look at them, you've got six seasons. Go back. However, on August 12th, we have the new moon doing a total solar eclipse in Leo. So it's a big one. It's unique. It's different. We've never covered this before. Yes. this is a pretty big symbolic territory when it comes to visibility, creativity, courage, leadership, confidence, joy, and just kind of really sowing your oats into being your real one true self. Eclipses in general are kind of a controversial subject. Some people really don't like using them. And there's a lot of valid reason for that. There is a historical context with them being connected with omens, negative omens. And some people really love using them. If you are somebody who really likes using them, this is a good time to do major transformational intention setting. This isn't like, oh, I really hope I find a little extra bonus cash. This is like, you know, I am wanting to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to take the step up in leadership and my communication community and my recognition within my community. I mean, to put it really simply, if you are desperate to become an influencer for God only knows what reason, this would be the time at which you would do magic to align with that, to really be seen. So yeah, like I said, I wasn't going to do it, but I did. Maria, I didn't breathe for a whole 2 minutes.
Congratulations. Thank you. Oh my gosh, she's a track star.
She's a runner. She's a track star. So is there anything that you would like to add from that nonsense?
Oh my God. That was nonsense. That was a lot of good information. Anyways, I'm actually very excited about Venus entering Libra because that's a very good time to do actually a bunch of different types of oils, like glamour oils and like balance oils and justice oils. Like, get them out there. Get them under the Venus, you know, planet, and let them marinate. I think, I don't know, I'm very excited. I'm always excited for a chance to like do some oils.
So excited, everybody. Yeah.
Because those ones of mine like are definitely running low. I might even do like a loose incense blend with some of them. So yeah.
I can't say.
Thanks.
Now that you have your tarot deck, I'm sad.
Yeah. Which is so funny because I was like, I know I have one just laying somewhere. Where is it? I couldn't find it. So I had to go into my stash. Right? I know. I was like, someone cleaned? Oh, yeah, it was me.
Somebody cares about this house? Oh, it was me.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
Dang it.
So every season we've gone over tarot cards, we've gone over individual meanings, we've gone over the whole different sections in tarot, we've gone over themes. This season, well, and previous couple seasons, we've gone over, we kind of returning back to our roots and talking about like the individual meanings, but with a twist where we read for the collective and give you information on what's happening collectively. This won't always resonate with you, and that is okay. Sometimes we are just not a part of the collective. And yeah, let's go ahead and see what they
say. I'm just an outsider.
That's an outsider. Okay, so we have actually the Seven of Pentacles. I'm using the Secret Garden deck.
It's cute. I really like the edges of that deck too.
Me too.
Didn't show them.
Pretty. They're beautiful. They're like, so people see that it's like a red. It's very pretty. And the cardstock is chef's kiss. So amazing. But I see this as a lot of, okay, we're heading towards harvest season. And this means, you know, summer is slowing down. Workplaces tend to slow down around this time too for like winter season when everyone starts taking breaks. So we're kind of like seeing a lot of our goals and our progresses coming to a head. It's not exactly ripe yet. It's not exactly for the picking, but we are seeing some progress. And this card kind of requires us to exercise a little bit more patience. This is like a thing that we cannot rush if we want to get it done right. But we can celebrate like how far we've come so far and enjoy the progress that we have made and be like, wow, look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm accomplishing. Mm-hmm. But as I said, not quite ripe yet. Let's be a little patient. But yeah, any thoughts for yourself?
Erin said pumpkin season, the white girl renaissance, and that really made me chuckle. not really. I, you know, I will say the last couple of seasons, generally speaking, I feel like we've been pretty in sync when it comes to readings, and I love that for us.
Yeah. We have been. Wait, the next episode, we're going to be like completely disagreeing.
I jinxed it. We're going to be fighting. I'm going to have to get out a sword.
Wouldn't it be so funny if it was a sword card? I would die.
That would be really funny. And then we battle over it. Yeah. And then that's the end of Coughing Cauldrons.
Yeah.
Because somehow we both have chopped each other's heads off at the exact same time.
Yeah. We both have Renaissance pumpkin girl, Renaissance swords.
A little lover's spat. So this episode, Maria and I, when I say Maria and I pretty much hijacked this episode. We're going to talk about not magic. Yeah. If you follow me on social media anywhere, you know that I am somebody who does a lot of fiber arts. I do a lot of fiber arts, and I have done forever. I've been somebody who crochets since I was a child. Yeah, I've gotten into it in a different way as an adult. And so it aligns perfectly with not magic. And so I wanted to kind of talk about that, because I know that through our Discord, we have quite a lot of people who do various forms of fiber arts as well. And maybe they haven't thought about how this can be utilized as not magic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like not magic, like is such an old form of witchcraft. And it involves like such a limited form of ingredients too. Obviously, if you're doing like what Robin's doing, like, you know,
well,
fiber,
yeah, okay,
but you know, that can get a little pricey. But it really, like, not magic is like,
how could you say it's pricey? I'm literally saving money. Okay.
They're like,
I get to donate 80 hours of my life, okay, for unethical labor because I am miserable.
No, but yeah, it's just a really old form of like witchcraft and of like folk magic. And I think, you know, if you want to do spell work that is like limited ingredients, this is a great way to
good way to do it.
Yeah. I use not magic all the time. Even if I do like fire magic or it's like spell bottles or stuff, sometimes I'll include it. But people have found witches' ladders in their houses and have, I don't know. I feel like even with knitting and stuff like that, knitting and fiber work has always been a huge, like, has a huge connection with magic in general. And I don't know. I think it's a really great practice to utilize that you really don't see witches doing it that often. I guess it's because, like, social media wise, it's not really that showy.
It's not really that showy, yeah.
But it's, I don't know, I find it a lot of fun.
Not only is it a lot of fun, but it's one of those times where it really does come down to intention being everything. I know that we have a history of kind of like giggling at how, oh, all you need is intention. But this is a good example of how the main ingredient is intention, and it is then has that physical element that comes with it, right? The craft part of it. So if we ask the kind of like what, because I was thinking about this when we talked about it earlier about like how I would like define not magic. And I wrote down some thoughts. It's like a flow chart. I did a flow chart. Okay. It's you pick your chord intentionally. So what is the color correspondence, etc. Then you add the intention, then you do the physical aspect of knots, and then it's the repetition. And the repetition can be done numerologically. It can be done in a pattern, or it can just be done with like you like knitting where it's like meditative, right? Or crochet where it's meditative. Then you have the acts of symbolism. So like you have witches' ladders where you add things like trinkets and charms, like literal items like, you know, feathers, beads, whatever. And you kind of do this in a meditative repetition, and that is not magic. So it can be applied to knitting, to crochet, etc., because you have that kind of mindless meditation that comes with it, that you can put the thought into it in that way.
Yeah. And I feel like not magic, it's very good for when you are feeling things, like if you're angry and you want to use a spell for that anger, not magic like a release. Is a great, yeah. Well, it's not only a release, it's something you can actually pour your intention into. And as you say, when you go into the meditative thing, you can think about it and, you know, and keep like going at the string for like the intention that you want to set. You're literally pouring that energy you're feeling into the work that you are doing.
It also like, okay, so I knit and crochet, right? I also find that if you utilize the like putting that intent into every thought or every single stitch, it then in and of itself becomes kind of a living spell. So like, for example, we have Erin in the chat, who's one of our Discord members. When she was pregnant with her son, who I know is listening, hi, buddy. I made her a baby sleep sack and like a bonnet, like a little bonnet to go with it. And the whole intention behind that was a like protection element, because they're, especially with new mothers, there's such a very real fear of things like SIDS, etc. And so the intention behind all of it was for it to be a protective element from unseen things, right? And so I knit all of that into what I was making, but then I also did a like textured rune that I like knit into it. That was a protective bind rune, and it became this very like a really great example of how something that is meditative, where we are putting that thought and that intention into something, can be done in a way that is like hidden in plain sight. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We actually, like in our attic, I have a rope spell that I redo occasionally for like a protection for the roof. Mm-hmm. And it's like 7 knots. And I typically do it like right before the, like a storm arrives that we're mm-hmm. worried about. Like we get a lot of like tropical storms here. So just thinking about the intention of safety, keeping the roof safe, keeping the house mm-hmm. safe. And I hang it on the eaves of our,
that makes
you
sense.
Know, yeah. But no one questions it. Like, you know, when we have handyman go up there for the AC, and it's just, as you said, hidden in plain sight.
It's really good hidden in plain sight magic. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's something that a lot of people kind of don't even consider when they are wondering about what their practice could look like when they're not, you know, quote, out of the broom closet. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that everyone should like go pick up some knitting needles and crochet, but what you can do is, you know, get yarn, get twine, and do literally witch's ladders, which are very simple. Anyone can do a witch's ladder if they have functioning like hand mobility. I'm sure you could do it if you didn't have hand mobility, but I am not knowledgeable enough in what that would look like. You know what I mean? As a somebody with disabilities of that nature. But anybody who has fully functioning hands can do this kind of magic. And it's so simple, and it can be hidden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can even make it look like, you know, home decor. You got, you know,
literally.
Like
a,
yeah. Like, you know, like when people do like the dried oranges mm-hmm. in the window for yeah. protection.
Yeah, and that's
boom,
coming
babe.
Up.
That is coming up.
We're
going
to be doing
and
it a lot. Yeah.
What a simple thing to do. You can use not magic to attach bells, or, and then put yeah. it on your door. So it just seems like a doorbell, but really it's a like a sound cleansing protection barrier.
Yeah, and you can even do it for your car too. Like doing, you know, where you hang it over the rearview mirror and mm-hmm. like putting charms and protective crystals, because for crystals, you would just tie the knot around the crystal. Hopefully it's like a flatter crystal so you can, it holds like black tourmaline. Mm-hmm. But no, like there's so many ways that you can do it and it just be like part of the decor and people are like, oh, you know, oh, that's pretty. And it's like, thanks. It's actually spell work.
Even like little minor things like the tensions of the knots that you put in mm-hmm. can be like symbolic representations for like the pressure you're trying to put on situations or like how safeguarded you want it to be. There's all these like little nuances with knot magic on kind of how you can best get your intention across.
Yeah, and there's different knots too for like different meanings for like some things, like, you know, the knot that they use if you do like hand fasting and things like that mm-hmm. that you can use in spell work. But I think one that people have seen a little bit of it mm-hmm. is like for cord cutting. Mm-hmm. Like when you do the knots on, oh, completely not like specific knots, but doing the knots on the cord and like as like symbolizing a person or a situation that you want to cut away and like, and then like cutting it. I know a lot of, because of, you know, social media, a lot of people do the divinational method of like the candles and stuff, but doing cord cutting the old fashioned way is like, I know we had like a whole episode on like cord cutting, but it's just a really easy
cord
way.
Cutting.
All you need is what, string twine, which, you know, you can even just like rip off a piece of clothing and like do the knot and then cut it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to go like crazy and do a whole divination thing for it if you don't want to.
Yeah. I did want to mention some books for us to suggest to people that they maybe haven't heard of because they're not at, I don't think they're all at big publishing houses. One of them is called Witch's Ladder, and it's just a simple how to do knot magic. The author's name is Jade Carrington. I will be putting this in the bio or in the caption, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very unassuming book. I'm pretty like the cover is literally just black and it just says Witch's Ladders.
I love
but it's a,
that.
It's a very good book. So I recommend that one. The other one I wanted to mention is called The Crafty Witch's Guide to Cord Magic. This is by Lauren Morris. Another good book. And then the The last one I wanted to mention is kind of more on brand with like what I was talking about, and it's called Fiber Magic. It is by Opal Luna, and this is a book that is about it's a crafty witch's guide to spell casting with crochet, not work and weaving.
Yeah, there's also the I'm trying to look we had someone come on to the podcast to talk about oh my gosh, now I'm not gonna be able to find it. To talk about, oh my gosh, Hestia. And she wrote a book about
Rachel. Right?
Yeah, Rachel. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find it.
She wrote a book on it, right? And,
yeah. She all about like doing yarn, like doing like crafts and stuff like that, but a big portion of it concentrates on like fiber work.
Oh yes. I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. And she also did like weaving as well, right?
Mm-hmm. And it sucks because the book is literally back there on my bookcase.
And her name is Rachel Henderson.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you want me to just
find it? Yeah, go ahead if you know it.
Okay, I didn't want to take this away from you.
Oh, no, go right ahead. If you found it, do it.
So she's written a couple of books, actually. And
this one's like literally on craft magic.
Yeah.
Oh, multiple? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's done a couple of books, right?
Yeah, well, no, she has a lot of books, but this one's specifically on like weaving and all that. Oh, there it is. So witchy. S-E-W, witchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but that book's amazing.
Is that what her book's called?
Yeah. So witchy. Huh.
Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about then. That was not the one I was going to say. that's okay. That's fine. We're good. Happy. I'm happy.
We found it. So, she but also that book has, like, is amazing.
The most beautiful hair in the whole wide world. Like, totally off topic, but it's like a hot pink.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yes, I know. Everyone, we know, Erin. Thank you. God. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, overall, I think that the big thing, like I said, is that it is hidden in plain sight. You can layer your intentions really, really well. And it's a way that a lot of people don't think about. And that's kind of beautiful.
Well, and you don't, as I said, you don't see it a lot on socials because it's not showy. It's not showy, so a lot of people don't show it. But your Instagram is basically it now. So
I'm trying really hard to like make sure people like can see that like you can put intention into these things. I don't know.
No, and I think it's beautiful. It's like mundane witchcraft. It's very important for sustainable practices. So,
all right, let's move on, girlfriend.
Okay.
So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So, on topic for this episode, I made yarn.
She's a mama to yarn, baby.
I made yarn. I made this it's 130 so gram beast. And I'm very excited about it. I'm going to turn it into a cardigan. And I put a lot of love and intention into it. And when I make the cardigan, I'm going to self-draft it. And then it's going to be just kind of continuing to follow that. And like the intention, it's fully based on glamour magic is my plan here. And the glamour magic is that everyone like focuses on what I want them to focus on.
Oh, wow. No, I like that you becoming, you know, the most left-leaning trad wife to ever exist, you whittling your own yarn.
I want everyone to look at me and go, she's probably gay. That's what I want. That's the vibe I'm going for.
They've been doing that for years already.
But at the craft club, okay?
But at the craft club, they don't already.
My husband,
with your dungarees,
has been doing jujitsu, and so it's like a fight club kind of scenario, right? It's like a macho environment that we don't normally go into. Not that that's a bad thing. Like, I think it's a great thing. I think that they're doing something that my husband and my son are doing that is wonderful, and they're getting a lot out of it. But it is very funny being me, where I'm trying really hard to take a backseat in the scenario and just like kind of not get involved in any of it, because it's like, it's their thing, it's the boys' thing, right? But I come and I pick them up and stuff like that. And it's very funny being the only mom there who, like, clearly it's like one of these things is not like the other. I do need a sheep named George. I actually want a cashmere goat, and my darling spouse told me to get fucked, so I know he doesn't love me, guys. Divorce. Chat, do I have to divorce him?
In support.
Discuss below. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, let me tell you. it is hot. It is so hot outside. It is disgusting. It's like 105, 110, humid, nasty, wet weather. And you go outside and it's like, you know, you're stepping out of the shower. Yuck. It is disgusting. Yeah. And my wife and I went on a hike last weekend and it was amazing. Like, it was so beautiful, but any place that was not shaded, it felt like you're standing in a asphalt parking lot and it just bared down on you and you could not stay there for long. It was so gross. Like, typically along this trail, like, we like to sit occasionally because it's just so beautiful because it overlooks the preserve that we go to and it's so stunning, but we were just like, nope, keep moving. It's so hot. And at one point, there was a falcon in the sky and I was taking a video of it and my wife is just behind me like, Maria, it is 105 degrees out here. It is so hot. You just better get moving. I was like, okay. So video cut short. But eventually, like, we try to go hiking either in the morning or like in the evening where, like, you know, the sun's starting to go down, the temperature's starting to break. But this place that we like to go to has like a waterfall. And so we like,
oh, so you're like, let's get just like a little bit more humidity.
It's the saddest waterfall to ever waterfall. Okay. It is not that big. Not like the water is like comes from a spring. So it's like super cold and lovely and wonderful. But, we just like kind of laid on the rocks with like a bunch of shade and it was amazing and Drew. So it wasn't that bad, but still doing anything out right now. Almost every like flower and stuff is dead there. It is so hot and disgusting that it's not even worth like really going on walks right now unless you're waking up at the butt crack of dawn, which I'm not doing. But yeah,
I went to Seattle this last
weekend. I can't wait for fall.
And
I bet it was beautiful and lovely.
Girl,
no?
It was like walking into Satan's armpit. It was so
really
hot. And then we drove through and muggy and we drove through Longview, which has a pulp factory, and it just smelled like a butthole. It was terrible.
We have a bunch of those here and they smell. It's disgusting. Like chicken processing plants and pulp ones. They're so gross and it stinks up like the entire area. Yuck.
if you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anyone from shops, social medias, books, art, or just accounts that we are fucking with. That being said, these are not ads. These are things that Maria and I have found organically, and we also have a listener choice. So if you have someone that you're fucking with that you think the community would love to hear, send it to us. Send it to our social media. Send it to our email, whatever. But let's have it. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
Oh my gosh. So they are the House of Grimm on Instagram, and they make these evil eye pillows that are so beautiful and gorgeous. Well, they're small, like they're little hanging ones that you can hang on like doorknobs and stuff, but they're so pretty and I really, really want one. But I don't know. It kind of actually ties into, you know, our discussion today, because it's fiber work and then like I guess doing oh my gosh, now I can't remember, embroidery stuff on it, and yeah, just really cute and I want one. How about for you, who are you loving?
So I tried really hard again to stick on topic. We've got Fibers and Fairy Tales. They are an Etsy shop. All of their yarn that they sell is plant dyed. And it's a really good way, I feel like, to layer again that intention, especially if you are somebody who is a knitter, a crocheter, or whatever. You can take the plant's meaning and then like magical meaning and then apply that as another layer of correspondence for your spell work.
Oh, I love that. I couldn't find them on socials, which is
they
weird.
You said Instagram? On Etsy.
Etsy. Oh, I missed that part.
It's okay. I forgive you this time, bitch. Our listener choice is, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this. They are _ Cotty Womplers. Specifically, these little mushroom things that they made for your garden. They're like willow branches that have been like kind of woven into little magic mushroom things. They're so freaking cute. Yeah, that was pretty exciting and fun. But they make like baskets, they make a whole bunch of very cool things, and it is my understanding based off of their social media that they show you how to do it yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Which again felt very on brand for today's episode. So
it's so funny. I did not choose mine, like, I don't know, with that in mind.
I was trying to be intentful. Look at me. Well,
I was, you know, I was dumb and it just happened and it fell into.
Yeah, well, you're really pretty. So
thanks.
Well, that being said, thank you all for joining us today. We hope to see you again Friday, August 7th for our next Coffee Talk episode, or on August 14th for the 11th episode of Season 7. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our websites, coffeeandgoldrins.com to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us July 31st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Caitlin Barone's class on Art as an Offering.
Yeah, in addition. Additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, which we are discussing maybe doing lives for our Patreon. So we'll see.
We've not really been doing our part 2 episodes because we haven't been getting too many questions, which is fine. Like, that's totally fine. And so we're thinking, instead of shifting gears, to doing live Q&As once a month. Let us know if you guys like that idea. We think it would be fun.
And we have a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions. And we have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. Now, if you don't want a conversation, we can also do a little tarot reading for you. It is completely up
to
you.
I'm doing one today, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify or somewhere else. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you for everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with A Tired Witch, Robin Valentine. Hi, I don't know why I said it like that.
Say your full title.
Hello, hi, I am Robin Valentine, professional tarot reader, author, annoyance extraordinaire. God, jail me.
And I'm Maria at Magic with Maria everywhere.
Ready? All right, ready? One, two, three.
Bye, witches!